Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day presents the account of Jesus feeding the people by the mighty deed of multiplication of the loaves. There is a story about multiplication of the loaves. Once a young priest who wanted to be creative in his preaching used to tell the coming weekend gospel account, gospel text, and asked his congregation to read, prepare, and come. One Sunday, he said, "My dear friends, the next Sunday, I will be preaching on Jesus feeding five people with 5,000 loaves and 2,000 fish." Suddenly, from the pews, Tom got up and said, "Father, I can do that miracle." The young priest was shocked to hear this, but did not say anything. After Mass, someone came up to the priest and said, "Father, instead of telling Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, you said Jesus fed 5 people with 5,000 loaves and 2,000 fish." The priest was disappointed to hear this, but decided to teach Tom a lesson. The following Sunday, the priest was more prepared. He said, "This week, we are reflecting Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish," and asked Tom whether he can do that. Tom got up and said, "Yes, I can." The priest was a little tensed whether he misspelled the words again. So he repeated, "Jesus fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. "How you can do, Tom?" the priest asked. Tom coolly said, "Father, it is very easy. There are many loaves and fish left last week. From the leftovers of the last week, I can easily feed this week." Dear friends, we do not have any loaves and fish from the last week leftovers. But we have something beautiful which is 50 years old, Humanae Vitae, an encyclical written by Pope Paul VI, dated 25th July 1968. We celebrate 50 years of its publication. This document cast clearer light about the truth and meaning of human person and sexuality in general. The beauty of its teaching is the great gift of marriage is the couple's creative cooperation with God. The miracle of the multiplication of loaves that we heard in today's gospel reveals some of the finest qualities of Jesus. First, Jesus' sensitivity to the needs of the people. While the disciples were just eager to send the crowd away, Jesus reaches out to them in compassion and love. Second, Jesus' ability to effect changes in the mindset and thinking pattern. The disciples could see no way in that desert to feed the huge crowd. They had only question marks before them. But Jesus sheds new light on their minds and helped them find a solution even in the seemingly impossible situations. Yes, it is in this context Pope Paul VI comes with Humanae Vitae, more relevant than ever before. Never has one church document better defined the gulf between morality and the immorality of our age than Humanae Vitae. Many Catholics, especially in the pro-life movement, have long upheld Humanae Vitae as prophetic. They have based such a view on the fact that the widespread acceptance of birth control has separated the unitive and procreative meaning of sexual relations, leading to devaluation of sexual relations that in turn has resulted in promiscuity, extensive abortions, marital infidelity, divorce, a lowering of societal moral standards, reduction of women's inherent dignity to an object of desire, and the arrival of same-sex marriage that occurred in the context of the rapid normalization of homosexual behavior in many parts of the world. Today, we are invited to multiply this beautiful encyclical of Pope Paul VI to our younger generation. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "Gates of hell will not prevail against the church." Gates of communism could not prevail against the church in many countries. Gates of persecution could not prevail against the church in many parts of the world, though it is very prevalent in many places. In our context, church is invited to counter the gate of the culture of death or secularism with this beautiful encyclical Humanae Vitae. The beautiful and unique miracle of the multiplication of loaves and the encyclical are reminders to each and every one of us. Are we able to be sensitive and responsive to the needs of the society and of the times? To see the brighter side of life with the grace and strength from God and rub the fragrance of this positivity onto others in our lives? Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.